This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator, Terry Pluto. Now that the NFL's Washington Redskins have dropped their nickname, the spotlight has moved to other pro sports teams to make changes amid a nationwide movement calling for racial justice. But don't expect the Cleveland Indians to act as fast. Just last year, the team finally abandoned the Chief Wahoo logo. Last week, Terry Pluto suggested a new name might come next season. Terry, you say the name change won't likely be until 2022.
In effect, it doesn't matter what you do this year. There's no fans in the stands. Nobody's selling any merchandise, really. They're just trying to see if they get a 60-game season in. Then they look to 2021. Now, if I'm running the team, and there I'm thinking, I want one last year of the old name.
Why?
Sell stuff. You know, the nostalgia thing with the Indians. And then you go into 2022 with whatever your new name is.
And there's so much that probably fans don't realize that goes into changing the name of a team.
Right. In the early 90s, Rick Bay was a guy who was like the president of the Indians. And he had a discussion with Dick Jacobs, who owned the Indians at the time. The Indians were still playing in the old municipal stadium. They were getting ready to move into the new stadium in 1994. And Rick Bay, who I know, when I talked to him, he said, we were already getting pressure from the American Indian movement and others to drop Chief Wahoo. So he's having a discussion with Jacobs, and with the team, said, you know, Dick, we're going to a new ballpark in 94. Why don't we just change it? Let's just start fresh. And he really expected Dick Jacob to say, nah, I don't want to do that. But Jacob said, well, what do you think? And he said, well, you know, I like the Spiders. They used to be the Spiders. Then they had another brief conversation, and then he hired a graphic artist, Rick Beta, to drop some Spider logo things. Everybody swore into secrecy. Only a couple people knew about this. They had the drawings, but then Rick Bay got into a dispute with Dick Jacobs, the owner, and he was fired. And then really there was nobody to advocate for a name change at that point. Wow. Then they just had their sights set on going into the new ballpark. And as Bay said to me, I wonder where those drawings are. I wish I had kept them. Because he said even Dick Jacobs knew that it would be hard on the fans, but at some point they're going to have to face this. So that was 93. You know, here we are 27 years later, and, you know, they're facing it.
Yeah.
But he said even back then it was hard to make a change. You needed a year to 2 years to ramp it up. And he goes, now it's got to be harder. So I anticipate in the next few months the Indians will put out some sort of statement saying, okay, we are going to change the name. Because, Amanda, after you put all this out and then say, ah, never mind, we're going to keep the Indians.
Yeah, you don't do that.
No, you're not going to do that.
It's easy to say we're going to drop it, but picking the next one.
As one member of the organization told me, he said, we have to get this right. He said, think about making a decision for whatever company or that has to hold like 80 years. I mean, you want this to go through the rest of the century.
With the Washington Redskins, they got a lot of pressure from sponsors who threatened to pull advertising dollars, sponsorships of the stadium out. The Indians will likely be including sponsors in this decision?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, this $620 billion worth of pressure from FedEx and Nike and Pepsi and all of these. Because what you really want to do is even if you're kind of making a decision in a room with three other people, you want everybody to feel that they're somehow included in it.
I'm just thinking about how expensive this process is. I mean, when you think about a stadium, how many places does that Indians logo slapped on all over the stadium that would have to be completely changed, trademark, copyright? There's a lot that goes into this.
Yeah, the trademark thing. Then you got to run it past Major League Baseball. But I guess what I wanted to stress here is that this is going to take quite a while. The Indians wanted to make sure that, frankly, they take some heat off themselves, heat off their sponsors. And they had been looking at, you know, this idea of the logo for quite a while.
So change is coming, but it's not going to happen next season.
No. No, you got another, if you like the Indians, you got another year with it. If you like coming up with new names, you got plenty of time to brainstorm.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports.